chapter 30-32. Therefore, since we are the portion of the Holy One, let us do those things which belong to the holiness, fleeing from calumny, both stained and unholy embraces, both drunkenness and revolutions, abominable lusts, foul adultery, abominable arrogance. For God resists arrogant men, but gives favor to humble men. Therefore, let us join with those to whom the favor has been given by God. Let us clothe ourselves with the harmony with a humble mind, ever exercising self-control, keeping ourselves far from all whispering and calumny, being made righteous by our works and not by accounts. For it says, "He who says much shall also hear much in answer." Or does he who speaks sweetly think that he himself is righteous? Blessed is a man who is born of a woman, who lives but a few days. Do not be full of words. Let our praise be in God, and not of ourselves. For God hates those who praise themselves. Let testimony of our good deeds be given by others, as it was in the case of our righteous fathers. Audacity and willful stubbornness and recklessness belong to those who are accursed of God. But gentleness and humble-mindedness and meekness to those who are blessed by God. Therefore, let us cling to his good word, and let us see what are the ways of the good word. Let us recall the things which have taken place from the beginning. For what reason was our father Abraham blessed? Was it not because he performed righteousness and truth through faith? Isaac, knowing the future in confidence, was willingly led forth as a sacrifice. Jacob departed his own country with humble-mindedness because of his brother, and came to Laban and was enslaved to him. And there he was given a scepter of the 12 tribes of Israel. And if anyone will purely examine each example, he will recognize the greatness of the gifts given by him. For from him have sprung the priests and all the Levites who perform their duties at the altar of God. From him comes our Lord Jesus according to the flesh. From him come kings and chiefs and leaders of the race of Judah. But the other tribes are not small in glory, since God had announced, "Your seed shall be as the stars of the heaven." Therefore, all these were glorified and magnified, not through themselves or their own works or their righteous deeds, but instead through the operation of his will. Therefore, we also, having been called through his will in the Anointed One, Jesus, are not made righteous by ourselves, nor by our own wisdom or intelligence or piety or works which we have wrought in sacredness of heart, but instead, through the faith by which the Almighty God has made all men righteous from the beginning, to whom be the glory to the ages of the ages. Amen.